This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. And this is going to be so interesting. I've been doing some reading and studying about our guest, and what perfect timing to talk with him about what's going on right now across the country and across the world. And he's with us tonight for the first time. His name is Dr. Michael Lake. He has a new book out. He's an author of multiple books. You can find him over on Amazon. Just type in his name, Michael, middle initial K, last name Lake. And he holds doctorates in theology and religious education. And he is the chancellor and founder of Biblical Life College and Seminary. Dr. Lake, welcome to the broadcast, sir.
It's a pleasure to be with you this evening, Jim.
Let me ask you, do you go by Dr. Lake or do you go by Michael or Mike?
When I do stuff for the school, it's Dr. Lake, but most of the time it's just Michael. So.
All right, Michael, I'm going to call you Michael. Is that fair?
That's fair.
All right, Dr. Michael Lake is with us, and I'm going to call him Michael with all due respect to his amazing educational credentials here. It'll be easier for me to do the interview that way, so I thank you, sir. Tell me this new book. I don't want to butcher the pronunciation. I want to say the Shirieth Imperative. Is that right?
That's pretty close to the Shirieth Imperative.
The Shirieth. So it's almost like two words, Shir and then Wreath.
Exactly.
The Shirieth Imperative, empowering the remnant to overcome the gates of hell. And we're going to get into tonight, what is the Shirieth Imperative? What is this? Where does the word Shirieth come from and what's happening in the world? But one of the things that I am absolutely spellbound by, I'm reading here about you, and it says that in 1995, you and your family found yourselves in the crosshairs of an all-out attack from the occult community. Tell me about that, especially with this whole deal where all of these people got together to try to cast, to use witchcraft against Donald Trump here recently.
Yeah, it all kind of ties in together. Back about 95, my wife and I began ministering to some folks that were coming out of multi-generational Satanism. And we had always known in the area that there was some witchcraft. We did not know to the extent in that area, the Ozarks. It's known as the Crystal Cauldron, and there's only probably about four or five cauldrons across the United States that I know of that you'll have all the different branches of the occult working in concert with one another. And man, that led us down a path of having to deal with mind control, the reality of multiple personality disorder, generational Satanism, and I mean just really a lot of things that most people just are not even aware of. It's stuff that operates behind the curtain, things that controls nations, that controls the money systems. And as we begin to, you know, not only am I a minister and an educator, but I'm also ex-military. And so when all of this began to happen, both my research, I kicked both into research mode, but I wanted to know the enemy. And so while they tried to kill our family for about 10 years, God supernaturally protected us. And I could go for hours into stories where God just supernaturally.
Now, Michael, why did they target you in particular? Were you exposing them, or tell me what the backstory is on that?
Well, part of it, my wife didn't realize it, that she had been touched by it as a child. She was from the area. I'm originally from St. Louis. And part of it is, as God began to heal and restore her, all these, you know, all this stuff kind of showed up. And really what we found is they were afraid of what she could remember. You know, as God began to heal her and restore, and we began putting pieces of the puzzle together, we discovered that in that area around Fort Leonard Wood, that MKUltra, the Monarch Project, had operated at one time. And one of their ways of operating is they will enlist people from the occult to assist in a lot of the things that they do with the experiments. And when the hearings came out in Congress about MKUltra and the Monarch Project, I'm pretty sure the government most likely shut it down. But then it was embedded in the occult in the area, which began using those same techniques to run drugs, pedophilia, all the different things that they do to make money. And that's how they began building their power base over that area.
Wow. Now, man, we can go in a lot of directions there. Do you have any books about this whole experience that of what you went through? Are any of your books on that?
No, my books are all the research that I had done. You know, the first one, The Shiner Directive, where I show how the mystery religions all the way back to Babylon and how they're working beyond, you know, behind the scenes over the centuries. And once you read The Shiner Directive, you can open up the pages of the newspaper today and you can make sense of everything.
It almost sounds like this whole occult experience is similar to what's going on with Scientology. I don't know if you've seen that TV show where they're exposing Scientology on A&E.
Well, they're all various fragments of the same thing. I've even heard where, you know, people that were Latter-day Saints, that when they needed a job, sometimes the Latter-day Saints for their congregants have their own employment agency, and they actually have gotten people employed by the Scientology group. So, I mean, it's all interconnected.
Yeah, so this show on A&E, it's the actress Leia Remini, and so she left Scientology after 30 years, and then as she is, you know, going around the country interviewing people for her show and going to Clearwater, Florida, where they're based, it's actually like a reality show where they're showing her being followed. You know, people are following her, tailing her. It's quite unbelievable the length at which they'll go to stalk her while she's trying to expose them. It sounds like maybe some parallels there with this occult situation. Now with Trump, they said they were all going to get together on, I think it was this last Friday night, and they even put on the internet, actually what to do to perform this ritual, this occult ritual. What is your understanding about what they actually did and what the backstory is on sort of what branch of witchcraft or occult that those folks are involved in?
The background, I've not, they're probably into Druidism or something like that. One of the things they revealed in doing this, because they did something similar when he was running for office to cause confusion, when he was debating with Hillary, you know, during the presidential debates. One of the things they did in revealing all this, that globalism is a religion. Hmm. And that it's a religion of the mystery religions. And one of the things about Trump, and I think it's almost the same way with what I understand about Putin, and I don't claim to be an expert on Russia and all that's going on there, but the thing that both of them represent is nationalism, which nationalism is against everything that Adam Weishaupt put together with when he helped establish the Illuminati. It was the same concepts that Marx drew from when he set up Marxism and communism. And it's interwoven all throughout the mystery religions that one day they're going to dissolve borders and dissolve nationalities. And it's all going to be, you know, one world, one religion. We know all that about end time prophecy. But in the occult coming after him, they just revealed the very nature of what's behind Hillary Clinton, what's behind
the one world, the one world government. It's so interesting you say this about nationalism, because I was listening to Alex Jones earlier today, and he was talking about Glenn Beck is railing against nationalism. It's interesting to see conservatives splitting on this issue, because, you know, what's wrong with America first, especially if you're the president of the United States? What's wrong with that? And what's wrong with having borders and jobs and looking out for your own country. You know, call it what you want, folks, but it makes sense to me. All right, more with this exciting, informative interview after this. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Fascinating guest tonight, Dr. Michael Lake. The book, The Sheer Reef Imperative, Empowering the Remnant to Overcome the Gates of Hell. And before we get into the book, Michael, for those people that might be kind of laughing off the idea of the occult and the powers of darkness and so forth, this is real, right? I mean, we're talking about satanic power. It's not a joke. These types of rituals, casting spells can actually do things. Is that right?
If it didn't, they wouldn't be doing them. And in fact, they usually laugh at us because as they destroy churches, they destroy pastors' lives, as they transform governments and control the flow of money, we're sitting here debating whether it's a reality or not.
Yeah, and so I liken it many times when I've thought about it to the power of prayer. You know, so we as Christians, we as believers, we pray to God for help, for wisdom, for insight, to intervene in our circumstances. In the same way, those people, you know, on the other end of things are praying to their who they view as their spiritual source, which is Satan, and for his intervention in things. And if people don't realize and see that there's a spiritual battle going on, that's when, you know, there's a problem. And I would imagine a lot of people are praying for Donald Trump, especially going through all of this. One other quick thing. Are you familiar with this whole discussion, which I've seen some credible information and then other information saying, no, this is all a rumor, it's all made up, this so-called Pizzagate, not the individual Comet Pizza place in Washington, D.C., but this term applying to the idea of pedophilia and the occult, and this being something that involves some very high-up, powerful people in both business and government in this country?
It's connected with Thelema, which goes back to the style of witchcraft that Aleister Crowley was involved with. And it's actually also involved with the one of the Masonic secrets that's at the 32nd level. And a lot of people don't realize when they get the 32nd level that they're the keeper of the sublime, you know, secret or whatever. And it's using Trans-Ugethian magic that when a grown male using incantations and ritual will violate homosexually a young boy, that they're actually able to access other dimensions and draw power from them, as well as the spiritual vampirism, that they believe that they can actually extend their life by drawing the life force from the child that they're abusing. So this stuff is very, very
real. Very, very dark. And, you know, this isn't all made from, you know, whole cloth. Some of the people that are kind of laughing this off, when you've got, you know, Bill Clinton, you know, flying around with this guy who's a convicted, you know, sexual predator. His name is Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, this is not, you know, something that anyone's disputing. I mean, it's sort of like they just don't want to recognize it, much like our discussion earlier about the occult. All right, so let's talk about the book, The Shireath Imperative. And so for people listening at home, here's how you spell it. S-H-E-E-R-I-Y-T-H. Sheer, S-H-E-E-R-I-Y-T-H. If you want to find the book, type that word in, you're going to find it. Also, you can type in his name, Michael Lake, over at Amazon. Michael, middle initial K, last name Lake, if you want to grab the book. So, Michael, what is The Shireath Imperative?
The book itself is actually the sequel to The Shiner Directive. In the first one, I lay out what the enemy's doing. The second one, with The Shireath Imperative, Shireath is Hebrew for the remnant. And so, you know, hell has its directive of what it's trying to do in the earth. But God, with every generation, and I believe especially in the last days, he's going to have the remnant that are going to be faithful to him, that are going to begin enacting the kingdom of God in the earth. One of my favorite scriptures is in Daniel, and it talks about when the Antichrist is at the zenith of his power, that there are going to be those that know their God, and that means to be passionate and completely in love with Almighty God, and that they would be able to do great exploits. And that literally means to be able to work in miraculous, supernatural power at will, because they are so in tune with heaven itself. And so that's my passion, is to see the remnant to receive their calling, to really know the warfare that we're involved with, and to begin moving in the kingdom of God here and now.
Empowering the remnant to overcome the gates of hell, and that's a subtitle. And the term remnant, I know that in some circles, some people think it's overused or a bit controversial in some sense in terms of who is the remnant. When we're talking about the remnant, are we talking about the folks that are left after the apostasy, you know, that is that, you know, when we get to that point, when it comes down to crunch time in the end times, you sort of have the real believers that are willing to give up everything, including their lives. And then you have everybody else who might just sort of be a social Christian that might, you know, go to a church every so often, but are not really committed to the point that they're willing to give up everything. So who is the remnant? Is that the remnant, the last time true believers, or is it some group today that we can also identify?
I think it's in every generation. I think that God always has a people. You know, it's like when Elijah was in the cave and he thought he was by himself. You know, God said, no, I've got a remnant over here of all these prophets that have not bowed the knee to Baal. And so it's a generational truth prophetically. But then I also think it does speak to the last time, you know, the last days. And whether we're at the end of days now, or we're the generation to prepare that generation, our call is to be so passionate about God and so established in the kingdom that we're willing to do what is ever necessary for the kingdom of God, or we can actually put the next generation on our shoulders spiritually so that they can be prepared. And see, that's something I think that past generations here in the last 100 years haven't done. When you go back and you read, you know, Pember or Spurgeon or Andrew Murray, these guys were giants in the kingdom of God. And when you read a lot of the stuff today, we pale in comparison, when in reality we should be standing on their shoulders and going deeper in the kingdom. But the elite have derailed us. They've watered down our theology. They've watered down even the general educational process in America to dumb us down. And so part of what the remnant is going to do is to throw that junk off and to begin working overtime to get where they need to be with God.
And we have these sort of mega church pastors. I'll just mention one by name. Well, you know, there's so many of them we could mention. Maybe it would be unfair to mention any of them. Joel Osteen, I guess, would be the most notable. But they have sort of decided that it's more effective for their purposes to be more like a Tony Robbins motivational person and not really preach the Bible. For example, when he's been cornered and asked about homosexuality and other kind of culturally sensitive topics, he kind of skirts those questions. Is that what you're talking about when we talk about the remnant versus sort of the general populace of social Christians?
Oh, absolutely. And when you even look at the formation of the megachurch movement at Wheaton College, they actually brought in New Agers to teach them how to do it.
Yeah, that's just so disappointing to see this. And, of course, you don't hear anything about hell anymore. You hear things that, well, maybe homosexuality is okay. Wow. All right. So much more to get into after this break. Lucifer, what happened when he fell from heaven? That and more. Stay tuned.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, fantastic book here, a page turner, The Sheer Reef Imperative, Empowering the Remnant to Overcome the Gates of Hell. Dr. Michael Lake is with us. You can get this book from Defender Publishing. You can find their website over skywatchtv.com. You can go there, skywatchtv.com, or you can find this over on amazon.com. And Michael, I want to go into a little bit about Satan, because I see that here on the back flap of the book. And a lot of people don't really know what we're talking about here when we talk about Lucifer, who was described as a beautiful angel, the morning star, at one time was a good guy and then became a bad guy and has some amazing powers and has brought a lot of angels also with him. And so we don't really think of Lucifer as the same as Satan, but I know we're talking about the same entity there in all of these powers that that Satan has, and also the angels that followed him as well. Tell us about Lucifer. What do you get into in the book on this topic?
When there are several things that we know from the writings of the prophets. Number one, he was the anointed cherub that covered. So Lucifer has an anointing. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of, even within the charismatic movement, need to realize, that not all anointings are from God. The enemy has an anointing as well. But the prophets also shared that he had set up in his heart that he was not satisfied with his position. In fact, he was probably one of the highest of all created immortals or angels. But he wasn't satisfied with that. And the prophets record that he spoke out five I wills. Now, five is the number of grace when you're studying out the Word of God. And so he tried to create a pseudo-grace to facilitate his ascension into something higher than what God had placed him in. But the result was that iniquity was discovered in him. And so when he tried to do this working, It took his anointing and it perverted it into something called iniquity. Now, the Hebrew word for iniquity there is evel, which means it is a violence toward the rulership of God, the reign of God, the word of God, anything about the kingdom of God itself, that he has this violent attitude, and he will do works of violence against anything associated with God. And that is the very power source that empowers all the kingdom of darkness. Now, in this book, one of the things that there are several sacred cows that I kick over. Number one, it wasn't Lucifer in the garden. It was another immortal named the Nehesh, which later on began to be identified with the serpent, but it was a seraph. And Lucifer is a cherub. One was to protect the holiness of God. The other one was to proclaim the holiness of God. And you begin to see through the Word of God this progressive falling away of the angels, that at Mount Hermon, in Genesis 6, we have a watcher class angels fall. At the Tower of Babel with Nimrod, we have principalities and powers that fell.
And Michael, is it true that one-third of the angels, I know there's no official verse that says that, but some people extrapolate.
There is, okay. Actually, there is, it, but it's all the way in Revelation chapter 12. And some commentators try to say that that's a parenthetical verse. Pretty much everything in the book of Revelation is linear. But all of a sudden, when you get to this one place where it talks about the fall of Lucifer, what many believe is the fall of Lucifer, where the dragon draws one-third of the stars out of heaven, they think that happened before humanity. But I actually think it's not a kung fu flashback to something that happened in time immortal, but it's actually something that's happening during the tribulation period, that there's going to come a time when Michael is sent down to clear out the second heaven. And by the time we get to that place in history, the total number of the angels that fall with him will be one-third.
Wow. So that's yet to happen. So right now we have Lucifer, but then we have this other character that was the tempter in the Garden of Eden. Tell us more about that individual, that spirit, and what that spirit's role is today. Is that spirit on the same level as Lucifer or below Lucifer, what we might call demons today?
Well, no, demons is a whole different category, but it is another angel. It's a seraph. Seraph are where we get the concept of dragon. They're flaming serpents. And when you understand the symbology of all this, here he is up in a tree, and he sets this tree on fire with his brilliance, since he's a flaming seraph. And he causes man to fall by promising him that they would become like gods. But what they end up getting was infected with the iniquity force that Lucifer created. And literally, when humanity begins to sin, we begin empowering the very kingdom of darkness that's trying to destroy us. But when you understand that, then you go down to Moses, and God says, you know, I don't need to have a flaming seraph in a tree to get my man's attention, to get my people out of Egypt. I'll set a little bush on fire. And then when we get to Jesus, he said, if I be high and lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. In other words, God said, you started this thing in a tree, and I'm going to end it in a tree. And when they see who I really am, I will draw all men to me rather than the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So there's this continuity when you begin putting it all together throughout the Word of God.
And Michael, so you got my attention there about demons. So here's what I have always thought, and I'm nowhere near where you are. I went to Bible college for a couple of years, ended up pursuing a career in music before I pursued a career in finance. So I'm nowhere at your level, but I had always understood it was sort of like you have Satan, so he's kind of like the general, the bad guy, and then he has all of his minions, and these are the demons. But then we've had, you know, our friends on, like L.A. Marzulli, and they get into Genesis 6 and the Nephilim and these characters as well. What are demons then, if they're not just other fallen angels that are the followers of Satan?
A lot of people will refer to the Book of Enoch for the explanation of that. And one of the reasons that's significant is the Book of Enoch was developed in the first and second century before the coming of Christ. And so it was very much considered, you know, a part of their ideology, not only within first century Judaism, but even in developing Christianity. The concept of good and evil, the concept of demons, was drawn from what was known with the Essenes, known as Enochic Judaism. And Enoch teaches that when those Nephilim were judged by God with the flood and they were destroyed, that they were not of heaven, so they couldn't go there, and they weren't of earth, and so there was no judgment there for them. And so they're disembodied spirits waiting for judgment. And that actually lines up with everything. When the demons would come and they say, "Are you going to torment us before the time?" And Jesus shares how they're constantly looking for a house to get into.
Right. This is where you have demon possession, and they were sent into the pigs and all of that. Wow, so fascinating to think of it in that way. And today, I think we're seeing more stories of demonic possession. We're hearing a lot more about it. Talk, if you would, for just a minute before our next break about the Book of Enoch, because this is, I'm hearing so much about the Book of Enoch. And my understanding is that, of course, the Book of Enoch is not in our Bible today because it didn't make the cut. It didn't get included in the canon. And so it's looked at as a historical book of significance, but not necessarily an inspired book that would be one of the 66 books of our present day Bible. Give us your thoughts on how we what importance we give to Enoch.
Well, Enoch, when you said it back in the first century church, it had great importance. Jesus referred to it. The Apostle Paul referred to it. Jude literally clips and pastes from it. When we get to the first century, where the church had its genesis, that the Old Testament canon had not been fully established by the Jewish community. That the Torah, the five books of Moses, was there. You also have the Navaim, the prophets, but the writings were still in flux.
And we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the Book of Enoch, which so many of our guests are making reference to these days, including L.A. Marzulli and others. Our guest, Dr. Michael Lake, his book, The Shirith Imperative. We'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides.
ProPure's improved Pro1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, yes, guilty as charged. I have some emails from folks wanting to know why I didn't give out the phone number, why I'm not taking calls. I don't always take calls, folks. Sometimes the interview kind of goes in a direction, and it's just fascinating information. And we're not going to do calls tonight or questions by email, but we're going to continue with our final segment here. Dr. Michael Lake is with us. The Shearith Imperative is the book, Empowering the Remnant to Overcome the Gates of Hell. And we were talking about the Book of Enoch, and I know we cut you off there with the commercial, so I want you to continue on the Book of Enoch, and then, you know, tell us who the Watchers are and the Nephilim that we end up having a little bit of split. Different folks have different views on who the Watchers are and who actually the Nephilim are. So finish on Enoch, Michael, and then get into those topics of the Nephilim and the fallen angels.
Well, in Jesus' day, the writings, the portion of the Old Testament that's called the writings, was still in flux. It wasn't codified or canonized until about 100 AD. And so it was kind of that, and the Book of Jasher and the Book of Jubilees was coming kind of in and out of the of what they were kind of considering scripture in those days. But all of those created the messianic fervor that we see. The people were really anticipating Messiah. And one of the things that I believe is that because the rabbis rejected Jesus, they also set these books aside when they were canonizing the Old Testament under the writings, because they knew it created that messianic fervor that pointed toward Jesus. Now, I'm not saying that the Book of Enoch should be canon, but we do know that the early church drew much of its understanding of demons, demonology, and of that directly from the Book of Enoch.
And we can accept it as a historically important book, just like the writings of Josephus and other things that we look at outside of the Bible. No doubt. The fallen angels, the Watchers, the Nephilim, Genesis 6, giants. Can you piece that all together for us?
Yeah, there's a class of angels, the B'nai Elohim, that the Book of Enoch says were watchers. And we know there are watcher class angels, because in the Book of Daniel, you have Nebuchadnezzar judged because he offended some of the good watchers. They came down, and there's this whole dynamic of, you know, in the Word of God, angels are male. And I don't know really of a single clear instance in Scripture where you can clearly say that there are any female angels, because God did not create them to procreate. They were all just simply made male. And so this idea of procreation, as well as, I believe, contaminating, because the Redeemer was supposed to come through the seed of a woman, that by taking women as wives, that they would circumvent the plan of God. And the result was something called Nephilim, that was the first generation of these giants.
And so these are the offspring of the fallen angels having sexual relations with human women. Then the offsprings are giants, Nephilim.
They're giants, and the Book of Enoch said they get up to about 480 feet tall. The Greeks called them the Titans. But they also taught men how to splice DNA to where you begin doing chimeras. Those are not Nephilim. Nephilim are only the direct descendants of the Watchers. We would simply call them Gibberim. In fact, in the scripture, it said that the Nephilim became known as mighty men or Gibberim, that you compare Nimrod to. Anytime that you see historically mighty men that were almost like godlike because of their ability or war or whatever, they would say they were becoming like the gods, and they would look back to the Nephilim pre-flood, saying we're becoming like them and achieving some status similar to what.
So, Michael, the Nephilim, they're the giants, but you said they're not the ones that taught that generation how to splice DNA and so forth. Those were the fallen angels had that knowledge?
They did, and I.D.E. Thomas and others even show that how they had universities in the antediluvian age. There's so much to the antediluvian age that we're not necessarily taught in the Bible, but is there
and that goes back to the ancient aliens concept that at some point before modern history there was even more knowledge and technology in many ways than there is today. And there's a lot of unexplained things that we see in that so-called ancient aliens theory. Is that right?
It is, and they're not aliens. They're just simply these immortals that came down.
Right.
But every major nation is scouring through many of these ancient ruins looking for advanced technology. And so this is not just theory. I mean, they're investing millions of dollars in investigating these technologies.
And are you one that believes that the Nephilim are still around today? Ellie Marzulli, who's been with us on a number of occasions, has a view that the Nephilim are around today and might even explain what is considered the modern day UFO, and that they're kind of positioning themselves to come out of hiding when the time is right. And that they are active today? Is that your view?
It is. I think there were some that went underground for safety. I also think that the Book of Enoch was right. There were some that were bound by God. But when you look at that, they were bound for 70 generations. You go from the time of Enoch, they were loosed around the beginning of the 20th century.
Wow. Well, that would explain an awful lot. And one of the things you get into in the book, which is so fascinating, folks, if you've never looked into this, the Nazis and what was called Vril. Tell us about Vril and what that was and the Nazis and Hitler's involvement in the occult.
Hitler was an occultist. He was trained by the Thule Society. The women of Vril were able to trans-channel, and they believed that they were communicating with advanced aliens that were living inside the Earth. And the people may laugh at that, but we need to understand that Nazi Germany was between 50 to 100 years more technologically advanced at the beginning of World War II than any other nation on the planet. And they were channeling advanced technology from what I would call a watcher. There were three things that the occult released into society as far as our consciousness in the prior century that brought into perfect storm the Nazis. It was eugenics, evolution, and spiritism. And so when you put all those together, you begin communicating with these aliens that are going to help you advance to become more godlike, if you will, small g, and to give you advanced technology. And that's what they were doing with Nazi Germany.
And you say in the book that some of that is still going today. Some of that whole Vril concept is being employed today.
It is, they use meditation, they use mental exercises, yoga. They would also try to harness sexual energy, all these different things to be able to focus, to tap into that energy force that is what was created in the heart of Lucifer, that iniquity force. They were looking to be able to tap into that energy. In fact, in the writings of Albert Pike, he gets into that force. He said if someone could, either through science or through sorcery, tap into that, he could change the face of the world. In fact, I believe it was from those writings that George Lucas got the concept of the force that he used in the creation of Star Wars.
Wow. Now, as we close it out, we only have 2 minutes left here, but I want you to give us your thoughts about President Trump. I, like many people, thought, wow, we're about to lose the country if Hillary Clinton won. And it looks like we were saved. It really does, because we've got one Supreme Court appointment. They're saying another one's probably coming this summer. I think we would have lost the Republic if we lost this election. Conservatives did. Trump wasn't my first choice, but do you think Donald Trump is playing any role in these end days?
Well, you know, my wife and I were talking about this. You know, when you're going against the Nazis, and you have a tank armament, do you want a pastor guiding the tanks, or do you want a guy named Patton?
Right.
You know, sometimes you got a guy that has a real backbone, that has a real attitude, and that looks for answers, and that tries to do the right thing, and I think that's what he is. And I think God can use him, but we've got to keep him backed up in prayer. One of the things that I've shared on a lot of shows is that, you know, when we begin asking God to forgive the sins of those involved in the mystery religions, that the power of that sin not only empowers what they're doing, but it keeps it secret. And I begin to share, listen, we need to begin praying, let everything hidden be revealed. 2016 was probably the most revealing year that we have ever had in American history.
And it was clearly a spiritual battle as much as it was a political battle.
It wasn't, because not only in America, but Christians around the world begin seeking the face of God and repenting. We've been given this extra loop of time to prepare for the days ahead. And either we can waste it or we can press into God. And people have asked me, how long is this loop of time going to be? I think it really depends on us.
Yeah, I think the days are few. Our guest, Dr. Michael Lake, the book, The Sheerith Imperative, you can check it out at skywatchtv.com or go to amazon.com. Dr. Michael Lake, thank you so much for being with us. Remember, folks, if it's Sunday night, it is Jim Paris Live. We'll talk to you next time. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.